guy.
How to make sure you're the foreman, the Jerry foreman. Too.
And I know our topic today is going to be bus safety, and it's kind of ironic because I took the bus every day. I took the freeway. I said to my wife, I'm doing the whole experience. I'm gonna go down to the freeway, take the freeway flyer, and then wait around for the bus to go back home. It was very enjoyable. I didn't have to worry about parking. It wasn't bad at all.
You wanted the whole experience, so does it mean did you get thumped or did you get held up at gunpoint on the way out? That's the whole experience.
You got to remember, everybody that was riding with me is all from Franklin. They're going to work at Northwestern Mutual Life at that time. Yeah, that's a big topic now, the bus safety.
It's huge, and it's huge because, I'm one of those types of individuals, and I think I've demonstrated that. I want to fix problems. I don't believe in putting a Band-Aid over what I've described as a gaping wound, and that's what the county board and the county executive are trying to do here. They're trying to do this on the cheap, and I put myself in somebody else's shoes, and when you ride through many parts of the city of Milwaukee on a bus, it can be a frightening and intimidating experience. That's the reality. I know there are certain people in the city officials that don't like to hear that because they say, well, you're scaring people. And I'm not here to scare people. I'm here to tell people the truth so that they can prepare themselves if they want to use that form of transportation. And it is our only means of public transportation. We don't have subways, and we're not really a cab city. So it's the bus. And I want to fix this because I want that ride to be an enjoyable experience when you go from point A to point B. Well, there's only one way to get that done. And I've made a proposal now. And that proposal is to have a dedicated unit of sheriff's deputies like they used to have. See, this isn't really new.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have that out of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office before I became sheriff. And then they took it away in a cost-cutting move. And there's nothing wrong with trying new things, but at some point you look at it and you're going, you know what, this isn't working the way we designed it, so let's do something else. And so I've made the proposal now. I've put it out there. A dedicated unit, that's all these law enforcement officers are going to do. Okay, they're not going to be going to other assignments in between, part and parcel, like, the Milwaukee Police Department. I'm not criticizing them. They don't have time for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They need to be around schools. They need to be in the neighborhoods and in the streets, going after these bad actors and keeping them on the run. I call it a consistent visible presence in neighborhoods. We need a unit like we used to have that will be solely dedicated to security on the only public transportation system we have in Milwaukee County. Now, it's going to cost money. There's no doubt about that. But what it indicates to me is it will force County Executive Abley, which I think he's already demonstrated up to now that public safety is not a high priority for him, regardless of the fact that he continues to communicate that. It's just not true. But also the county board. How important is this public transportation system to you? They just spent $19 million in federal money for additional express routes. Not one penny toward public safety on those routes.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm getting at. If you're going to expand this public transportation system, and I want it to be a good one, but if you're going to expand it, part of the cost is providing security for the riders and the drivers of that system. And it's not there right now, so I put it out there, and now we're going to see. And, I don't want to hear, and the decision isn't mine. Yeah. This is my proposal. So we'll see what happens going forward, but I'm not going to allow these individuals, Chris Abley, and members of the county board to stand up. Like I heard Chris Abley over the weekend say, public safety is a high priority for me. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And so I want him to demonstrate it by putting his money where his mouth is, and then we'll get this thing fixed. It'll be something that this area can use and that people will be encouraged and want to use and not be afraid because of what happens on a daily basis on some of these routes, not all of them, but on a growing number. And to me, one bus or one bus line that experiences crime, fear, and disorder and a poor quality of life, one is too many.
Yeah. And police presence does make a difference.
Huge difference.
Look at the beach patrol. It just cleaned up Veterans Park.
You know what? I'm in the streets. I know what works. Cops, sheriff's deputies, they matter.
Mm-hmm. They certainly do. Appreciate it. Hey, before I let you go, I got to get your prediction on the Super Bowl.
I predict the Green Bay Packers will not lose.
Come on. Give me.
You were giving me stuff all year about that.
I know.
I'm going to say New England. I just think after, a couple years ago when they had their perfect season spoiled, I think inside they won't say it. They go, that doesn't matter. That's the past. Yes, it does. That's a huge motivating factor, I think.
You know, and I have to kind of agree with you, even though they have really no defensive backfield. I would personally love to see the Giants lose after they beat the Packers like they did. But yeah, you're right. I think that motivating factor, because you know Belichick and Brady, yeah, that they want that. You know, yeah, they want it back. They want it back. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us, Sheriff.
Not a problem.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, every other Tuesday here on AM 920 The Wolf.
I left Oklahoma driving.